This is F&I Talk Outside the Box with EFG Companies. Today's podcast is brought to you by the Motorist Assistance Plan, also called MAP. You'll learn more about how you can equip every customer with this valuable protection later in this episode. Hi, and welcome to F&I Talk Outside the Box. I'm your host, Victor DeBlasi, with EFG Companies, and today I'm having a conversation with our Senior Manager for Infrastructure and Security about data security and safeguarding private consumer information. Randy, please introduce yourself and give our listeners some background on your career in IT.
Yeah, thank you, Victor. I've had over 30 years of IT experience with 10 years focused on data security. I have a lot of certifications under my belt. I did start out with the A+ certification, moved up into Network Plus, Security Plus, ITIL 3, CISSP, and also CYSA. I've had my hands on just about everything that has anything to do with data and how it transmits to the end destination.
Okay, thanks, Randy. Thanks for that. Definitely a lot of alphabet soup going on with those certifications. So yeah, I've been reading up a little bit lately about data security and standards for safeguarding customer information, and the safeguard rule in particular. That ensures that entities covered by the rule maintain certain safeguards to protect the security of customer information. That took effect back in 2003. It was amended by the FTC in 2021. To make sure it kept pace with current technology. Some of the new requirements include companies must designate a qualified individual to oversee their information security program. Companies must develop a written risk assessment. They must limit and monitor who can access sensitive customer information. It's a big part of what we're talking about today. Encrypt all sensitive information. Train security personnel. Develop an incident response plan. Periodically assess the security practices of service providers and implement multi-factor authentication or another method with equivalent protection for any individual accessing customer information. With these updates, the original deadline to be in compliance was December 9th, 2022. They did extend that deadline subsequently to June 9th, 2023. So look, I was thinking for today, let's break down one key component of data security that really has to be addressed: safeguarding private consumer information.
Yeah, so let me break that down into three different categories. We have data at rest, we have data in motion, and we have data in use. So let me elaborate a little bit on the data at rest, which includes information on an application, your name, your date of birth, your social security number. That stuff is considered PII and it's very sensitive.
You know, one of the things that comes to mind, data at rest and the process of purchasing an F&I product and purchasing a vehicle at a dealership, it's that deal jacket. And I think that's exactly the kind of thing you're talking about. And even in this day and age of digital files, and I know we'll talk about that as well, but a lot of times there's still a folder full of the key documents related to the sale of that vehicle, full of sensitive data.
And that's what we are protecting. That's what we are securing. That data written on paper will be sitting at someone's desk, either the sales person or at the finance office.
Right.
We want to make sure that that information gets handed to the right people. They have the right access to view it. They put the information into the system and then it gets processed and then destroyed appropriately.
Right. So that's some really good advice. And things as simple as, you know, having maybe be in a cabinet that is locked, for example, or just some very basic things even that go back to the paper.
Right. And keeping them in a secured folder, not on the desk where anybody can walk by and grab them or take a picture of them or even shoulder surf people just walking by looking over your shoulders.
Right.
And that includes stuff you're putting on the screen. So if you're inputting information into a computer, make sure you have a privacy screen so people to the left and right of you can't, you know, remember that social security number you typed in or that address. So it's very important that you have this type of security for just normal things we don't think about.
Now, I know you had mentioned data at rest. Now, data in motion, what is that all about?
Data in motion is when you're moving data from one source to another source.
Like electronically.
Either electronically or moving that piece of paper from the salesperson to the finance team. But we want to protect that. The technology aspect of that is, you know, we have SSL certificates for our loan applications that we process to the bank. And
is that the one where I see the little lock up in my browser?
That is correct.
Okay. All right.
So with that lock, You know, it's certain that you're on a secured site and it's been registered and you can feel confident that you can process your information without it being revealed.
You've heard every objection in the book when selling a VSC. Just like Goldilocks and her porridge, your customers want that perfect fit. How can a perfect fit for them increase your dealership's bottom line by up to $1,800 per month? It's simple. With EFG's MAP, you can create a completely custom plan, tailored exactly to the driving habits and budget of your customers. It's so easy to sell. With condensed coverage levels, expanded surcharges and deductibles, and terms in 2,500-mile increments. Give your customers exactly what they want to increase customer satisfaction and product penetration. Sign up for MAP today and prepare to take your F&I profitability to the next level. Go to EFGcompanies.com for more details.
What about email?
That is data in motion. There are several ways you can encrypt emails. Sometimes it's not automatic, but there is software in place that could detect like social security numbers and addresses and automatically encrypt it. If you can automate something like that without the need of anyone monitoring or alerting, if that email was secured, then that would be your best bet.
You don't have to worry about everybody remembering to maybe click the encrypt button, you know, every time or something like that. But that's really interesting. So I guess maybe the folks should maybe talk to their IT specialist about something like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of companies out there that provide kind of an all-in-one solution. Some of the packages they offer may be too much, but I think if you can have an endpoint protection that always monitors stuff on your computer, that if you have data in motion, that it can detect malware or any kind of viruses that can prevent any kind of data leak.
A lot of times you'll see at dealerships, customers are on the sales floor filling out some of these sensitive documents. What recommendations do you have for dealers that maybe still have that practice going on today?
I would suggest a couple of different things. I would put iPads into the customer's hands. They can fill out that information via the website. They can type it in. The information gets submitted and the loan application, you know, gets processed. Another good option would be isolation, putting customers into kind of like a phone booth or just a little private soundproof room that they can fill out the information they need, the paperwork, and then get that over to the finance team and maybe skip that piece where you're handing it to the salesperson and then handing it to the receptionist or handing it to the next
person. That's a good point. If you've got a process that involves unnecessary people touching things to get, you know, a folder or a document from place to place, that's a great, maybe a simpler way to cut down on that.
Reduces risk.
So. Absolutely. Yeah, thanks. I guess you've also got to consider the different companies that you're doing business with, right? So what would you say as far as getting assurances or information from your vendors about their data security policies?
One of the leading industry certification is a SOC 2 certification. A lot of people look for that certification in vendors or companies that they're partnering with. It really shows a good IT maturity and that they have the elements that SOC 2 requires in place that would make a person feel more comfortable working with that partner.
Gotcha. So if you're SOC 2, then, you know, it seems like you're paying attention to data security. You're taking steps in order to get certification. Is EFG SOC 2 certified as well?
We are SOC 2 certified. We have been certified for many years, and we hold that certification to heart because it's really an attestation to how we run an organization.
Excellent. I'm glad the answer was yes, Randy. That would have been, So we've talked about data at rest. We've talked about data in motion. Now, the third version of that you mentioned earlier was data in use. What kind of examples maybe at a dealership would be data in use?
Yeah, data in use. Sometimes when you're doing applications online, they're looking
credit app,
for
a loan app, something like that.
Or even paycheck stubs.
Yeah.
Any kind of digital copy, even your insurance card.
Just copying your license and your insurance. That happens like every time you visit the dealer.
Right. And leaving that stuff around is also prone to being leaked or exploited. It's just good that if they want a copy of your information, that you supply it either to a secured email or a secured site that you can upload those images where it doesn't get passed from person to person. It goes straight to either the loan officer or finance. But with that data in use, it's really critical that we make sure that that gets to its intended target and it stays confidential.
That kind of brings us back a little bit too. At some point, some of that may become things like data at rest, where that thing that was filled out ends up in a deal jacket. See step one, make sure that's in a locked office. So it's kind of a continuous cycle, isn't it?
Yeah, man, it's a part of the what the security called the CIA triad: confidentiality, integrity, and availability of all data. And this encompasses all of that.
Wow. That's definitely a lot to think about. Well, Randy, thanks again. Any final thoughts?
I would say just sit in the eyes of a customer, look where all the information is going, and to be a good cyber security professional, you have to think like a criminal. So you have to see what they see. You want to see that the process these sales folks are doing are, you know, they're hiding the data. They're putting them in folders. They're moving the applications in an approved manner. Once you get the process down and you can fine-tune them, then I think you'll be on a better path to protecting the PII.
Excellent. Setting it up is one thing, right? Some effort there, but maintaining it once you've got it going and let it keep paying dividends. Well, here's a final tip for our listeners. Think through and document where your vulnerabilities are. Then work with experts to implement action plans to remediate all findings. Data security is like peeling an onion. There's always more to find and do. We really appreciate it, Randy.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, this is a lot, and NADA provides a great resource for dealers to use to help them get compliant. It's called the Driven Guide. We're going to provide a link in our show notes below, so feel free to click on that for some additional information. Thanks for listening to our show. If you like what you heard, please rate and subscribe to F&I Talk Outside the Box. If you want to get in touch with us to let us know how we impacted your business or to ask questions for us to answer on the podcast, don't hesitate to email us at trainingservices@efgusa.com. We'd love to hear from you.
An EFG production.